Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Dan Mandel, the owner of Sterling Carpets and Flooring in Anaheim. Dan, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's been about a year since we've done an interview, and I was just with you in Banff, Canada a couple weeks ago. I want to talk about the success of Sterling Carpets and Flooring. You've taken over, was that about 6 years ago?
Actually, it's been closer to 10.
All right, 10 years. And the business continues to grow, even in these kind of trying times. Position this as a successful succession transfer and want to know what two of the three of the things you've changed that's contributed to your success. I know one of the things is you added a location 4 years ago. So you're headquartered in Anaheim, but you also added a store in Mission Viejo. Another thing you've done is you focused on your website. You're using mobile marketing, Carol Cross, to do that work for you. I've looked at it just recently. It's super visual, and you've got Roomvo on there. Those are two of the things, right?
Yes, sir. Carol and her team have been really integral in helping us grow our digital presence. So I attribute a lot of our digital success to them.
And another thing you were talking about is your customer experience, what you've done there. Tell us a bit more about that.
So, you know, we really tried to get kind of back to the basics of customer service. And that's just really trying to be personal with them, realize that they're making a big investment into their home and they're letting us into their space and trusting us with that. We don't take that lightly. We look at that as a great relationship to build upon. And, you know, our motto has always been, we don't want to make a sale. We want to make a customer. We think it's important that we follow up in a timely manner, that we address any issues or problems that arise right away, but also to make sure that the customer is getting the best product at the best price.
So a big part of that is the reviews and making sure those reviews show up on your website. How do you go about doing that?
So we've used a platform called Swell that was brought to us by mobile marketing, and we've been very happy with it. And basically, it just sends out a text message within 48 hours of the job being complete, asking them to either review us on Google or Yelp or any of the other sites that we use. It's really simple and easy. I mean, they just click on the link on the text message and they can, you know, leave a 2 or 3 sentence review. Ever since we started using that, we've probably seen our reviews jump up by 50 to 60%. And if there's a problem on the job, you know, we're not perfect. If there's an issue, it's a great way for us to get some feedback and address those problems that sometimes customers won't tell us about, you know, when the job is complete.
Another thing you've mentioned to me before is that you go longer with fewer suppliers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we like to be sort of important to less people, I guess would be a kind of a way to put it. I mean, you know, there's so many suppliers out there and so many guys you can buy from. And we view our suppliers as family. I mean, you know, some of these people have been calling on us in the business now 20 years, and I've had reps that were there before I got there. And, you know, we think it's important to cultivate those relationships, especially like when times were tough in the last few years when we were having supply chain issues. Those guys really came to the plate and helped us out. And we want to, you know, support them the best we can. I mean, being part of the NFA too has exposed us to some suppliers that we didn't do business with before. You know, we want to be supportive of our group and supportive of the suppliers in the group. So we've developed some good relationships with them, with some guys that we didn't do business with before.
You mentioned the NFA. You not only joined the NFA, what, about 10 years ago or so, but after you joined, you jumped in and you're on the board now, right?
Well, actually, I just cycled off the board this last meeting. But yeah, I was on the board and it was a great experience kind of to get to see how our group operates. You know, we're very, very group centric in the fact that everyone really has each other's best interests in mind, and we're really supportive of one another, regardless if someone's in Florida or California or Canada or anywhere. You know, everyone really wants to see each other succeed. It's just a great camaraderie, and it's been huge for our business. I attribute a lot of our growth to being part of that group.
I need to mention your father, Rich. He's the guy who ran the business with John for many years. And, you know, the business got started in 62. Rich still comes to work, doesn't he?
Rich is there most every day. In fact, I'm on vacation this week, so he's there on the fourth down. I give him credit. He's got a lot of passion still for the business, and I love working with my dad every day. It's literally the best part of what I do.
Let's talk about the customer. Not only are we talking about the shift of a younger leader coming in and making some changes that make the business even more successful. You've at least doubled the top line since you've come in, haven't you?
Yeah. I would say that's fair. And I think a lot of that has to do with our digital growth. When I took over the business, I think we had a decent website and a decent web presence, but we basically took our whole advertising budget, which wasn't very big to begin with, but just put it all into digital. You know, I would say 80 to 90% of a customer is going to look first is online to do their research. And, you know, I think they look at five or six different businesses before they decide where they're going to actually walk into. That's our storefront. And we want to put our best foot forward in that and make it look the best we can.
Let's talk about on the customer side. With the millennials now being a big part of who's shopping, how is that different?
Well, again, I think, you know, they're much better informed. I mean, I think, you know, between social media, the internet, I mean, all the different things that are out there to look at, I think they really know what they want to buy before they come in. And they've really done their research on your business before they walk in the doors. We want to obviously have a great storefront online, but then also give them a great customer experience in store. I mean, I think the millennial, the expectations are almost higher than, you know, say a baby boomer. I just think that they feel like a lot of them, it's their first home. They have a lot of pride and they want a really great experience. So we focus a lot on that.
All right, Dan. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners and telling us what you've been doing to be so successful at Sterling. Again, I've been talking to Dan Mandel, the owner of Sterling Carpets and Flooring in Anaheim, and you've listened to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.